This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The collision of traditional values and the embrace of change. This is America's narrative in the 21st century. America, one of the nations that most frequently self-identifies as deeply religious, our politics full of invoked prayer, the hope of blessings from God, emotional debates over traditional family values, our sports figures constantly thanking God for their success. This same nation is pulling away from tradition. America's young nation under God is neither faithful nor deeply religious in practice. That's what the latest figures show. The millennials born since 1980 are driving this change, according to a Pew Foundation study. They are less likely to embrace the traditions of their parents, and one in four claim no affiliation at all, openly declare atheism or no belief when asked. And that's just the beginning. Dante Cini is the director of the American Communities Project. He joins me today. Dante, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So for millennials, religious or not, they are far less likely to embrace whatever it was their parents believed. I mean, that's the basic issue here, right?
That's true. And I would say millennials are the latest iteration of this. But I think we've seen this even going back to Gen Xers before them. There has been a gradual, over the last couple generations, walking away from religion. And millennials are further, it seems, along that path than generations before them, yeah.
And they're starting to make their sort of cultural impact known. We're going to talk about that a little bit later with some Jewish Americans about what their lives are like. But how does all of this break down by race, urban, rural? You know, you love the urban-rural thing.
I do love the urban-rural thing because it's just so clearly where there's a divide now. And when you look at the urban-rural split in the country right now, what's happened is there aren't a lot of jobs in rural America. So if you go to college, you got a chance to, you think, do something bigger, make a little more money, you head to a city. Rural America is much older than the rest of the country, and urban areas are younger. There are a lot of millennials in urban areas. And the data on this really backs this up. Rural areas, when you look at this in terms of, we have big data polls from Experian, the consumer research firm, which asks people everything, not just about what they eat and shop. But people are 25% more likely to say they are conservative evangelical Christians, 25% more likely than the nation as a whole, and obviously much more likely than that when you compare it to urban areas. And also, people in those rural areas are 20% more likely to say they enjoy watching religious television programs. So what we're talking about here, this split that's happening with millennials, I do think it's happening across the culture. But I think it's really pushing kind of metropolitan urban America further down a path that is away from rural
America.
Hey,
the godless cities, isn't that what they say when you leave home and go absolutely make your fame and fortune? Well, one of the things that's in the data that's really interesting is the fact that even in rural areas, the religion that people ascribe to, if they're millennials, might be different from their parents. So the actual embrace of religion could be a form of rebellion in itself. The Jewish population is very, very interesting in the Pew study. The stats show that for a huge number, being Jewish is not much more than knowledge of the Holocaust and some vague idea of ethics. What's that about?
Well, this is something that's been going on for a while, right? These are people who identify themselves as being cultural Jews, right? I'm culturally Jewish, but I'm not very religious. There is always the question, and the poll makes this point, that this is where these people are now. Is this where they're going to be 10 years from now? A lot of times religion, a more kind of standardized version, more formal version of religion, is something you come to later in life, something when you have children and you want to kind of get the values that were put into you, inculcated to them. But we'll have to wait and see. I mean, this difference between saying you're a strict adherent to a religion and being a cultural follower of something, it's a Jewish phenomena. But it's also, you see it among Catholics. There are people who call themselves cultural Catholics.
And it's a kind of a sleeper cultural phenomenon. I mean, it's possible, and members of the clergy do say this, that as time goes on, as you pass milestones in your life, those cultural traditions may become more religious. Dante Cini, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dante Cini is director of the American Communities Project at American University.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention, dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at Lumosity.com.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.